When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's 12 o'clock in the greatest city in the world. It is Bart and Han. Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. Guess who's back? Back again.
Oh, so Bart much is has back. Happened.
Tell
so
a
much,
friend.
Jake.
Guess who's back? Guess who's back?
I
guess
saw the greatest. I don't know. Back. I don't know if I've seen a finish like that. Since Ray Allen stole the ball in the last second, stepped back and hit the release rotation splash. Hey, can I steal all Mark Jackson stuff?
Can you just answer that real quick?
Nah.
No, you sure?
Can I use all Mark Jackson old stuff since he ain't on the network no more?
Hand down, man. Down.
All that.
Mama, there go that man.
Release rotation splash.
Splash.
You know what I'm saying? Because to me, outside of Stuart Scott, nobody has brought the hood in our lingo in the black Twitter to like the air like Mark Jackson. I don't think he gets enough praise and enough love for his contributions to the swag of how like announcing is done.
Okay.
So I'm gonna use all his stuff because I love him and I think, you know, he's one of the best in
the
business.
Is he Stephen A today?
Like he don't like listen, it's
he looks like the Easter Bunny today.
He trying to go with like all these like great colors and stuff.
Like a pastor.
He don't know. Deacon Do Wrong is what I call him whenever I'm on the air. Remember Deacon Do Wrong?
You do.
Like he be having good ideas, but
yeah, some of his suits I'm like that looks great.
No,
and then there's days I'm like,
no,
he's
doing too much. He's doing too much with the plain suit with the colors underneath. If you're gonna do
somebody
that,
made him a bunch of blouses that he's got to wear with ties.
Yes, listen.
See, and then you got Tim Legler looking just suave.
No, listen, not to be funny, but like,
all right.
Like Alan, when you get on there and you with him, whatever you have on, it looks together. It looks proper. You can have good fabric, good shirts.
Well, we all know what he's wearing is expensive.
He don't know how to wear it. Somebody's custom making him. So here's the problem. The first thing that starts with him, and I love him to death.
Of course.
But he's wearing a collar that's outdated.
Oh, the long.
It covers his tie too much.
What are those called? Tab collars or something like that?
It's just a lot. You almost think it's two buttons at the top. You know what I mean? It's like the old like European collars. It comes too far down.
Yeah,
he needs to have more of a spread collar.
Yes.
Secondly, if you ever look at his lapels are way too big. That's an older style lapel. It's shorter lapels. Look
wide
at his
lapels are the older style.
It goes too far to the point.
I agree. Yes.
Right. See, like, I can talk high-end fashion because I don't even play around. I used to, like you ask Shannon. Mm-hmm. Like me and him used to have like the straight fashion wars on CBS.
Oh, yeah.
And half the suits I have, I don't even wear because I don't waste my time wearing my good suits on TV. So I just rotate the same ones. But I got like 250 suits. And you best believe each one is either cashmere silk or some type of high-end. So I know what I'm talking about. I was supposed to have my own fashion line in Bloomingdale's a long time ago.
I was going to say, if we're doing the woo, that's the woo we're doing.
Ric Flair rolled
dog in me.
Ric Flair rolled over in his grave and he ain't even dead. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see how his lapel damn near comes to his point, and then he has too much padding inside of his suit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You look at Legler, he has a more modern cut, but you see how he has a little overjitch?
My dad had suits like that.
So you see where it's buckled at the top?
I know.
They have to open up the armholes so that it comes in and it flows down. It's not supposed to have that bend, that fold over. See, I can go straight high end. I can go fabric counts, all that type of stuff.
I understand.
But yeah. He said, if you're going to do that, you do that without a tie.
I'm not even talking about the style of the suit itself. I'm talking about the colors. That is a very, very powder blue.
Yes, yes.
Then the light, like it's like a light pink tie.
No, that's gray.
That's gray?
Yeah, it just shows like.
It doesn't look pink
to
you?
No, it's gray. It just shows like that on the camera because the lights change the colors.
It's
that's gray. That's
sure that's gray?
And look at the pocket square, it's gray as well. So that has nothing to do in the color palette.
Like, that doesn't feel like something you wear on television. It feels like something you wear. It's like Easter Sunday. I'm going to church. Like, that's what you wear.
Well, it's the springtime, so you're trying to swag
it's
out.
A lot.
Like I put it like this. If Shannon had this suit on.
Yeah.
Shannon would have hit it with a crispy white suit.
Yes.
With a white pocket square.
And it would have been a white shirt.
Yes, white shirt.
Yes.
With a spread collar. And he would have hit it probably with either a white or something like that. You can go polka dot.
Okay.
And then that would have freaked the whole thing out. Mm-hmm. Right? It would have made it crisp. It would have made it look like Miami style. He just junked it up. A nice fabric, a nice color, but he planned it wrong. But that's my guy, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always laugh when they try and go with the whole Ryan Clark of the world talking about who's the best dressed. I laugh because I bring my play suits to TV. You know what I'm saying? If I ever want to get in the game and show them what time it was.
Right, you don't open the vault, though.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah,
no, listen, that stuff's in the vault for special occasions.
And I'll have to roll around and pick up and go on my library ladder and go to the stuff like kill them. You know what I'm saying? But I don't even kill them like that.
I can't relate. Library ladder? Come on.
No, seriously. Yes.
My ceiling in my closet is 15 feet, man.
His closet is two stories.
It's about 1,500 square feet.
Like honestly.
Are you renting a room out there? You know, I can pay rent.
Jacob wants to upgrade.
It's all good, son. Talk to my peoples.
Mm.
But anyway, man, I'll tell you what. I missed some excitement. Listen, I wasn't here to talk about all the excitement, man, about what happened in the game. I mean, talk about that probably was one of the most exciting days of basketball. When you talk about what happened with the two last-minute shots in two games, and I don't know which one was better. I mean, you got Murray over. Listen.
Yeah, Monday night for basketball incredible doubleheader. Yeah,
we got some things going on.
There's a lot. It's a busy time. Now,
because there's consequences and repercussions to what's going on in these playoffs, and all roads lead to New York. Because remember, they have the first-round draft picks to trade. They have the salary cap space to be able to build, and they have an owner that has to see that this team is trending in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
And there may be some stuff blown up. It's so funny watching Ant-Man do what he do, but then watch them, the cameraman, confused. Like, do I go to the current owner or the arbitration maybe owner with A-Rod? And like, if I'm the other guy, I'm like, yo, bro, I'm selling this thing for $1.3 billion. Hell no. Today's price is not yesterday's price.
Exactly.
With Ant-Man there, that is probably arguably going to be one of the most exciting organizations. And if I'm worth $3 billion now, man.
Yep.
I'm paying that luxury tax to keep Cat. I'm not breaking that up. And it was weird because the first year they couldn't find a way to fit in Rudy Gobert. He was just clogging the lane. Ant-Man is in full control. And like I said, on ESPN, and they put it on the website, but they thought I was asinine, and they took it down when I said that Anthony Edwards, Ant-Man, is the closest thing, the best chance we have to have a American superstar be the face of basketball. And if he don't win, he's not going to win MVP this year. He should be the front runner next year to win the MVP, because now it's like when Neil in the Matrix was in that hallway, and Mr. Anderson, they called him, and they shot all of them, all the agents, shot the bullets. And before, Neil's like, yo, I'm tired of running. I know who I am now. He put the hand up, he touched the bullets, and he was like, man, I'm him. I ain't. And Morpheus was sitting there, and he was just looking, he's moving. Oh, they couldn't hit him? He is the one. And like I said, 2 months ago, but they wanted to demean or devalue because they thought it was coming from a football guy. Mm-hmm. It's always funny when they say it's coming from a football guy, but they was a never guy. It's always amazing, like when people or even listeners or callers call in.
The comments are what the comments are. Oh, you don't read the comments for real criticism.
But I always laugh.
You read them for entertainment.
But it's like, how can you comment on it and you never played nothing? And because I played one particular professional sport, then I'm not qualified to speak on this.
You are qualified. Real recognizes real. And that's the way it goes.
And I play basketball.
But we're
too.
All allowed to have an opinion. I wouldn't worry about any of that stuff.
But I laugh. But clearly, ESPN took it down. But now I want you to put my clip back up.
He's got
to
go on a run.
Do you have to see it to know it's about to happen? I don't have to see it.
No.
Phoenix is cooked.
You've already got it out there, so it's already out there. That's not my point. My point is that
for him to reach the level that you're suggesting is his potential.
Yeah. He got to take on Denver.
Like, yes.
And he got to take him down.
It needs to be a war, right, if they get that far. And I really do believe that they are one of the teams in the West. I also will include.
They're big enough.
Right. But they have wings that defend. They've got a really good, like them defensively, they get after it, man.
And they're also exposing guard, Phoenix. I thought Conley was dead.
No.
A couple years ago, when he was out of Utah, I'm like, man, it looked like he was done.
Yeah. Then he found new life. That's all that it takes sometimes, right?
I am delivered.
So there's them, and then there's obviously the Mavericks and the Clippers. Like, those are teams that if I'm Denver, I'm worried about them, right? But they still got to get out of the series with the Lakers, which they are barely escaping as they did last year, but they are up 2-0.
But see, I'm looking through my Knicks goggles.
What are you looking at there?
I'm looking at Paul George. I'm looking at Big Cat.
See, I think the
and
Sixers.
And I'm looking at Kevin Durant.
I said on Get Up, the Sixers, because people were arguing about whether or not Embiid should play. Right after the way he looked in game one.
It's structurally sound. Who cares?
Well, that's in the end, you're realizing
it's
this,
just pain.
When he went down in game one, though, there was a sense that thing's not right. But what we're learning is it's probably just in his head. And every time he lands funny, he gets nervous. And he's got to play through it.
They're not pushing him around enough, man. They're not leaning up on him. They're allowing him to create space. He's just shooting 18-footers on him at will. It was space, man. I know Hardenstein got too close one time. But, man, I'm up on him with the elbow forearm on the side, checking. Even when he squared up, I'm on the side of him leaning on that hip.
Yes.
Making him put weight on that thing.
What's the bad leg?
Yes.
I'm sitting on it. I'm making him take the steps every time that way, boxing him out into the leg. All of it. You have to.
And it's
competition.
And if we clip kneecaps, so be it.
It's the way it goes.
Yeah.
I will say, though, when guys wear that brace, and I've worn that brace.
Yeah.
That when you play against them, they don't want to get hit by it because it does hurt. And you can cut
because
your leg with this brace.
Well, you can see that it cut through his tights.
Yeah, he was bleeding on it and it was cutting his tights. Right. So that's also something you got to keep in mind, that when you play against that guy, you're like, I don't want to get hit by that thing.
But
it hurts.
But if he go in the air, if he come anywhere near the basket, he go to the air, I'm following him so he can fall on that brace. Because when you fall inside that brace, it'll hit that unstable part of your knee.
But anyway, we were talking about the Sixers, and we were talking about that part before we saw that, okay, no, he's fine. It's more in his head. But there was a narrative out of Philadelphia about whether or not Embiid should play.
Yeah.
That because it could compromise his future, further damage, all that other stuff. And that's before we knew. So we talked about it, and the point I made was the Knicks and the Sixers are going to be in competition beyond this playoff series. They're going to be in competition this summer because while the Knicks have, like you said, the capital with the draft picks and everything else, they're going to want to get an upgrade somewhere.
They need a third star.
Whether it is Paul George, whether it is Donovan Mitchell, whether it is Cat,
Zach LaVine maybe there?
No.
DeMar DeRozan?
No. I don't see them as fits like these names I'm giving you. So are the Sixers because they have Maxey, who they know is an all-star. They have Embiid.
Got to give him the Supermax.
They're going to move on from Tobias Harris, and they're going to get some cap space. If they could find a way to get Paul George there or Donovan Mitchell there, now they suddenly become that team that rises above the Knicks and goes right.
They could be right
there with the Celtics, too.
But with Embiid being injured like that, if you're a guy like Donovan Mitchell, do you want to go?
And he's 30.
You want to go there knowing there's the law of diminishing returns?
I think he wants to go where he knows he can win.
Or do you want to go to Miami?
I think he's going to want to go where his best chance to win because it's the one thing he hasn't done yet in his career.
You don't think the big three, him, with what's his name? Hakimura, this young rookie that they got?
Jaime Jaquez?
Yeah, Jaime Jaquez.
Nah, man.
But no. But I'm talking about their big three of Bam, Jimmy.
Jimmy keeps getting older and not playing as much. I think if you're Donovan Mitchell, you want to be as close to home as you can. That's New York.
Miami's tough, though.
And I think that the Sixers and the Knicks would be great opportunities for him, and he'd have to think about it. Like, the Nets want to get in on this.
I see Miami.
And I don't know if he's willing to go to the Nets when you think about, right, like, what are we going to be? I'd have the same team in Cleveland. We're going to be a fourth or fifth place team without ever a chance to actually win a championship.
I think
he wants to get to that level.
Bro.
New York, Philadelphia, and maybe you're right, Miami gives him a better chance.
I see Miami, man. Miami's always right there.
You're not wrong. It fits his personality to a team.
That
but how do you know that Milwaukee wouldn't move Dame Lillard, though? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. If Milwaukee realizes this ain't working, he doesn't love it here.
But I think they stuck with that. And a lot of that.
They might be.
And Dame talked about it. Like, he's going through a divorce. Like, as soon as he signed with Milwaukee, he got divorced. A
lot of personal issues.
Yeah. So that's tough, too.
Yeah. There's so much going on right now.
Giannis, what's going to happen with Giannis? I mean, yesterday, Indiana.
Indiana showed me what I thought I was going to see in this series. Yeah. Like, this is the dangerous place that the Bucks are in right now.
Tyler Hollenberg, you know, after that tournament, he was the toast of the town.
Yeah, but
and now he's falling off.
Yeah,
like he's not playing like we thought he was and showing who he is.
Yeah, no, the playoffs are. I think the playoffs are very interesting. Aside from the fact that the Celtics look like they're just going to destroy people, right? The Denver's in a bit of a dogfight with the Lakers, but they just are better than them.
Yeah,
so I think they'll be fine. And those two teams look like they're on a collision course for the NBA Finals.
Anthony Davis can't play any
better. Which team is going to screw up?
Anthony Davis can't play any better than what he's playing. And like, why they keep like Jokic?
Which team's going to screw it up? Which team is going to what you expect is Nuggets, Celtics, NBA Final. Yeah. We've expected that almost from the start of the season. Which team is going to be the one that screws it up?
I think Minnesota.
You think Minnesota? They're that good, huh? You see them as that good?
I think Ant-Man, and they got length, size, defense. They can throw. What you're seeing is against the Phoenix team that is not. What's my boy with the dreads?
Which boy?
From Minnesota that we want to hear.
Oh, Naz Reid.
So I think they can throw Naz Reid at Jokic, who can work him, who can make him work on the defensive side. They can throw three bodies at him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and obviously Gobert.
I mean,
there's all kinds of they do match up. Like any team that has
and then Ant-Man against Jamal Murray
multiple bigs and active wings.
Well, they probably put the dude from
what?
I forgot the guy. Not Covington. They probably put the guy from
Nicholas Batum?
No. I'm talking about who they're going to put on Ant-Man. I thought maybe Jamal Murray would be on
who?
Him. They won't. They'll probably put the guy that used to play with the Lakers.
KCP?
Yeah, KCP.
That's you need not somebody who bigger. Ant-Man? I think bigger.
I think they might go
Aaron Gordon.
Peyton Watson.
Oh, Ant-Man?
Or Aaron Gordon. I think Gordon
to four. He can't keep up with them dribbling skills.
Have you not watched him?
I do. Mm. I do.
He's got the physical size, and he's smart enough. And what you would do is force Anthony Edwards to be a jump shooter.
And he's fine with that. Just ask Kevin Durant.
But 33% or 34%, whatever it was this season, I'd rather that than having him just getting everywhere he wants and crossovers and pick and roll. You got to play him physical. No, it's a fun NBA. It's fun to start. But by the way, here in New York, you know what we just got? Four straight nights at the Garden, and all four nights wins by the home team. Mm. Never had that before.
You was jacked up on Mountain Dew last night with your Rangers.
My Rangers?
Yeah, I thought Excuse you adopted them.
I did?
So are you watching the Islanders or are you watching the Rangers?
Well, I can't watch the Islanders because every time they play, the Knicks are playing. So I always have to look on my phone the whole time watching that. And that, by the way, left me sick to my stomach. It's the weirdest thing, Bart. The other night, the Knicks were in a dogfight with the Sixers, right? And it was reaching a point where, as you're preparing for a postgame, in my head, I was thinking of the things to talk about for a loss because it just felt inevitable. They were having a hard time.
Was that a Reggie Miller moment?
Yeah, oh, that was. Eight points in 30 seconds. So as that's going on, the Islanders are up 3-0. Then it was 3-1.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, all right, well, the Islanders are going to get a split. This is good. So you know how, like, when you have two teams going at once, you have two emotions happening, right? And then all of a sudden, it's like, you know, the win probability scales?
Yeah, the squeaky wheel.
They crossed. And at one point, the win probability for both teams was the same.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden, one went down and the other went up. And in a blink, as literally the Knicks are making one of the most epic comebacks in their franchise history in a playoff game, the Islanders piddled away a sure road win.
The yin and yang.
And it was gone in a blink. I mean, I'm talking a blink.
3-0.
It's wild. My phone had fans that were texting me during this going like, this is unbelievable, this is great. Yeah. And Islander fans texting me, including my son, who were going, this sucks, this is horrible, this is miserable. It's amazing that the confluence of emotions happening on one phone. That was me on Monday night. Unbelievable.
What's more debilitating? The way that the Sixers lost or the way that the Islanders lost?
Debilitating.
Yeah, just like can't recover.
The Islanders have lost that way all season. So for me, it's like they've done this. That's who they are. So that's not as – I don't think it was as stunning. It certainly sucked, and it frustrated them. Yeah. But they have done it so many times. I can't imagine they're shocked by it.
So do you
the
think it's
Sixers,
a death blow?
Is a death are
blow?
Like, what the – they think they should be up to nothing.
They switched the offensive rebound, and they rebounded better. They played better defense.
Until the end.
Right.
Until the end. They rebounded well until the end, and they couldn't get two. They needed two rebounds. They couldn't get either one.
Nick Nurse missed me with the whole timeout thing, man.
Oh, yeah, you got to try harder than that.
Like, yeah, stop it, man.
Now the last two-minute report came out, as we expected, and it did favor the Sixers in several reasons. That one was that Maxey was fouled. They said three different instances, which Jalen Brunson grabs his jersey, and then Josh Hart hits him. They also say
you can't see that. That's the position of the ref.
They also said that Nick Nurse was trying to call a timeout, and the official didn't see him.
Okay, but then you got the action going on, and he
the
lost
rest of
the ball,
it was on
and
them.
He lost the ball.
Yes.
That's a dumb pass by Lowry.
Let me
He's
ask you this. This, I think, works in football. If you're a team that's flying around, that is just the gritty, hardworking, I'm flying around, I'm
good
all
things
over
come
the place.
To you. Like, they won the loose, they got the loose balls.
I'm diving on everything, I'm fighting, I'm clawing. Not only can you impact the opponent, can't you also impact officiating? Doesn't officiating sometimes hesitate when teams fly around because they're like, what? They can't process everything that's happening.
It's a lot moving. Guys are hustling all over the place. You can't see everything.
Right.
And then at that point, you don't want to be part of the story. You know what I mean? All he had to do was Lowry throw a good pass in. Why he rushed the pass in?
Why did he even pick the ball up? They weren't even set. He picked the ball up. The count started.
Yeah, he was trying to rush in and catch him off guard.
Yeah, it didn't make sense.
And he messed up. So
they were not ready. They were not prepared for that moment.
And you thought, hey, this is your best player, one of your best decision makers in Kyle Lowry, and he made a bad decision. And so don't complain about it after the fact, right? Like, the ball was loose. He didn't really have mad control.
You see this? It's on ABC. New federal rules when it comes to flight refunds.
Mm-hmm.
If your flight is canceled, you should, or even delayed a certain amount of time, if your bag is lost for more than 12 hours, like this, you should get your money back.
Yeah.
We've always said that, right? Apparently that's going to happen now, which is a good thing.
That was a no-brainer.
Yeah, that's good to see. Just caught my attention because how many of us have been through that?
Man,
sit there helpless.
Man,
like
Southwest Airlines.
Like, my bag is still not here.
Yeah,
we'll
drive it.
Sorry?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, bring it to me. Nice. Like, yeah, I paid for something are not delivering.
I need 2 million air points.
Something. 800-919-3776 is the number. Carl's in Queens. What's up, Carl?
Martin Allen. Hey, boys. How about them Knicks?
How about them?
What's it called? So I haven't heard a lot about this, so I will gladly be the first
one.
I just wanted to give tips.
Told you.
I'm sorry.
No, we're admiring Screen Run. Everybody's now finally on Screen One. I've been talking about for months.
No.
Jacob is like, I don't think so. Bart, totally out. Now all of a sudden everybody's coming around and they're on my side and it's too late.
It's because,
staked my claim.
Really, it's because
that's
screen. It's the time of the year, really.
No, stop.
No, that absolutely has something to do with
it. Gun show today, by the way.
Yeah, no, but it's the type of it's the type of attire that comes with this time of the year.
Listen,
it's our favorite.
Just
time
tell
of
me
the year,
that
Carl,
I have an
Carl.
Eye for it, and you don't.
No, it's our
I
favorite
have an
time,
eye. You don't.
It's our favorite time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Be disappointed later.
Okay, I'm sorry,
guys.
Carl.
I want to give Tip some cred, man.
Go ahead.
So not too many coaches would have sat their star player like he did, even when he was playing bad. And, in the fourth quarter, we cut into the lead. And secondly, he has built such a well-oiled defensive machine, Allen. I love it. Only a handful of teams can play transition defense, hedge screens, rotations, gaps. And in game two, there was plenty of times Philly could have, ran away. I know Maxey and Embiid got their points, but our defense kept us in the game. And credit to the players, too, of course. But Tibbs deserves a lot of credit, I think. And you stole the thunder. I know Embiid, but I still think I was like, man, me and Allen Hahn are thinking the same way at half. I still think we could work him. I mean, work him even more. I mean, is it so outlandish that to put in one or two of the other big men we have on him, 4 or 5 minutes at a time and just, go at him a little bit more?
Well, the problem with that is, A, it takes you kind of out of your rotations and everything, Carl. But the other one is he's so crafty about drawing fouls.
Yeah.
That I don't want him I don't want to make it too easy for him where he's just, getting points at the free throw line.
He's dictating the
pace,
though.
I want him working at it. I don't want to do it when he's got the ball. I want to do it when he doesn't have the ball. Like, I'm talking about just
running up to
always
court.
Hit him. If there's a shot up, hit him.
They need a Patrick Beverly. Like Patrick Beverly mindset.
Oh,
like,
Lord. He'd be up. He'd be all in his legs.
He'd be picking him up full court.
Marcus Smart.
Yeah.
Marcus Smart being that dude's legs constantly. Carl, thank you, man. Like, all I've been saying, and it's funny. All I tweeted was that, was the Knicks are being a little too nice with him, right? I said that at halftime. And it was as if I was calling for a code red. And that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying to deliberately hit him. Like, I'm not saying. Like, did you see last night? You see what Panarin did last night when he finally got sick and tired of Oshie?
No, I missed it.
Dude, he did this, I'm telling you, blind hit, shoulder up, clearly intent. Missed it, so they didn't even call a penalty, which is amazing. But you know what he was trying to do there. His intent was clear.
Yeah.
He had had it with Oshie. Because Oshie had been chopping at him, and he's just like, I'm going to get my licks in.
He didn't even get caught.
But he didn't even get caught. That's what I mean.
That's the beauty of
a penalty, which is amazing. But my point is it's like, I'm not saying to do something like that.
Be physical with
him. I'm just saying he's got to feel you all game. Because what are we learning about Embiid? He starts the game off strong, but how does he look in the fourth quarter? Bart, can you guess?
Like Patrick Ewing in the first quarter?
Can you guess how many rebounds Embiid has in the fourth quarter total in the last two games?
That would be two, Bob.
That'd be zero, Bob.
Oh.
He hasn't grabbed a rebound. And the most important one, he was right there for.
And he don't live down there. He got no lift.
So that's something to keep in mind. Is he runs out of gas. There's no doubt
about
it.
You got to run his ass early, too, man.
Yeah, well, the running up the floor thing, you can see he drags his leg.
Sometimes like the pace is too slow. Like sometimes,
yeah.
Brunson, like,
well,
they
that's
need
what
to
the Knicks get, do. The Knicks just, play a just, slow pace.
Just get the ball out of his hand. Let Hartenstein bring it up.
Anthony in Queens. Anthony.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
So I understand the 2-minute report and Sixers fans are crying and not Maxey. You got a lot of respect for him, but Embiid is crying about it's not fair. But I rewatched the game. Okay. And what also is not fair is that Jalen Brunson takes a pounding every time he drives. And if either Hartenstein or Mitchell Robinson even looks at Embiid the wrong way, mm-hmm. they're calling a foul. So things have a way of evening out. And, yeah, maybe that could have been a foul on Maxey at the end, but we've been getting hosed two games every time Brunson goes to the hole. So I'm just like, just take the L and move on and go Knicks. It's amazing. The guy said it before, the defense that Tibbs has built. And also, can we talk about Tibbs just being the ultimate big man whisperer?
And they developed some good ones.
Listen, Brunson has to play better now.
Hart
saved him with them three-pointers.
And then DiVincenzo saved him. But I'll tell you what, though. And Anthony, while I understand during the season, Brunson had a lot of games where you felt like he was getting beat up. I don't see that in this year. I don't think he's getting beat up.
They gave him a couple when he dribbled and stopped in front and then shot. Like they gave him one.
But I think we know they've got him in the cage. They have him surrounded, and he can't get his feet. This is all about his feet. I'm telling you, when this series is over, Nick Nurse, when they ask him, what did you do against Brunson? He will say, we wanted to take away his footwork. Because that's the key to everything for him. His shots are off. Why? Because he's not
set. They push him out maybe like 2 feet normally.
But he can't get to, his feet aren't right. I see him. He is a guy that everything is done with his footwork. He's unbelievable like that. And they are taking that away. They have him in a cage. They're not playing him physical. They're playing him with length, and they're taking away his space, and he's frustrated.
He got to play off the ball.
They're doing a great job.
They got to play him off the ball. He's got to run around like Steph.
Yeah.
And get it that way off, off pin downs and picks.
All right, 800-919-3776. Didn't know we were going to get into the Knicks at the start, but we got a lot of Giants to get into. With the draft tomorrow, they are suddenly becoming the talk of the draft with what they might be able to do or what they might try to do at the very beginning of this draft. So there's a lot to get into on the Giants and the NFL draft, which is tomorrow. Of course, we have your calls on the Knicks and everything else like that, because we all know right now that's going on. The Rangers, they also do their part. Four straight wins and four straight nights at the Garden. This was a hell of a run. It was a lot of fun. Now both teams go on the road. 800-919-3776. Just getting started.
Thank you, OJ. 98.7
ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. So the Jets have the 10th pick in the first round tomorrow night. But will they pick 10th in the first round tomorrow night? The draft a day away. And earlier this morning, the guys on DNR spoke with Mel Kiper Jr. about the Jets possibly trading down.
Yes, I think moving down is the smart move. Get back up two. You think about who they could get. Maybe Fautanu is there when they move down, because certainly those other tackles could be. J.C. Latham is a name I didn't mention, because I keep hearing he could go fifth overall to the Chargers from Alabama. He's my guy. He's the guy I've been on all along. So I think if you want the Fautanu, because of the versatility, the next best tackle for my ratings is J.C. Latham, the right tackle out of Alabama. I keep hearing five to the Chargers, or if the Chargers move down, they would look at him. So Latham is one that I think you have to put in that top group. So if the Jets move down, say, and Latham was still there, I'd jump at that opportunity to bring him in. I just don't think he'll be there on a trade down off of 10. Who could be there would be the guys I mentioned. Fashanu, Fulaga, guys like that. I think Mims would be guys on trading down. I don't think you trade off of 10 and get J.C. Latham. I think he's too highly rated right now.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Hi, Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN, 800-919-3776 is the number. Back to your calls momentarily. But Bart, as the NFL draft is tomorrow, this is obviously the draft eve, and there's so much going on there that we have to get into as well before we get back to calls. Mike Tannenbaum is going to join us later in the show, and we'll get his input from the front office perspective on all these things. But I want you to listen to something that Jordan Renan said on his Breaking Big Blue podcast about the Giants and what they are preparing to do in the draft.
The Giants are looking into trading up in the draft. That's something they're still currently doing. Number 3 with the New England Patriots, number 4 with the Arizona Cardinals. They're trying to trade up. Now, a lot of it, however, is contingent on who's out there when picks 3 and 4 come up. We know Caleb Williams is going number 1. It's believed that Jaden Daniels is going number 2 to the Washington Commanders. Seems to be going in that direction. Now, when you talk to league sources, the belief among these league sources is that if the Giants move up and they do trade, and they're trying to trade up to picks 3 or 4, it's for Drake May.
Drake May is the target, not J.J. McCarthy. Here's Sal Palantonio also echoing these sentiments on ESPN Radio.
I think they're trying to move up. It's clear, all indications are, that they are in a quarterback hunt. Staying at 6, they probably are not going to get one. By Denver trading for Zach Wilson, what does that tell us? Well, it tells us Denver's in the weeds at the quarterback position for sure. That's number 1. But it also tells us that Denver tried to go up, didn't have enough ammo to do it, and needed an insurance policy that either New England or Arizona was asking for too much. So maybe Minnesota's in the same boat at 11. They won't be able to get up, which means if anybody wants to dance, they may have to dance with the New York Giants. And the Giants may either go to 3 or 4 to get either McCarthy or Drake May.
See, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, listen, if I'm Arizona, I don't mind moving to 6 because even though I probably still get Marvin Harrison.
Yes.
Because
if 4 quarterbacks go in your first 4 picks, yes.
If you don't, then the consolation prize is I got a second-round draft pick from the Giants. I only dropped down 2 spots,
mm-hmm.
and I got Malik Nabers or Dunze.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, so that's not getting, you know, reportedly the generational talent, the number one guy, but I think that's getting a equally as talented guy. So I think if the Giants move up there, is it for Drake May? If it's Arizona, it sounds more like J.J. McCarthy. And they're giving up a second-round draft pick. I mean, J.J. McCarthy's been – it depends on how you evaluate him.
Well, you know what else is going on with the J.J. McCarthy stuff? Is this strange thing that Vegas did. Did you see this?
No.
The odds for the Chargers to pick a quarterback.
Come on, man.
I know. This doesn't make sense.
Come on, man. Like, Harbaugh has had a man crush –
I know.
On this man for how long?
This was something that they were talking about on Get Up. For some reason, the odds have just skyrocketed, right? To take a quarterback in the draft. And I'm trying to find the odd change. I know it got up to, it's now 6-1. Originally, it was like an insane, it was a stupid number, which again, I can't type fast enough to find it. But there's like, it makes no sense. But you know how it is. When that happens, you're like, what do they know? What do they know? So it was kicked around. But Adam Schefter.
If they do that, who they trading him to?
No. Adam Schefter shot the thing down because of what, again, it's also the contract situation when it comes to Justin Herbert.
And to that I say there's a sucker born every minute because there's no chance in hell that the Chargers are drafting a quarterback tomorrow night. None. Not happening. Now, would Jim Harbaugh love to have sure. They just signed Justin Herbert to a contract extension last summer. They are not drafting J.J. McCarthy, and I don't know why those odds would spike like that. Might there be a quarterback that goes at the 5 spot? Yes, I could see the Chargers trading their spot to a team that wants to move into that spot to go draft maybe J.J. McCarthy. That certainly is possible. But the Los Angeles Chargers will not draft a quarterback at number 5 on Thursday night.
Now, you can see happening, which is why this is...
Kingsbury did it.
Well, no. This is what I'm saying. Why you would do this, why you'd put money on this, the sucker bet, as Shefty said, what if the Chargers draft a quarterback...
And trade.
And then trade him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
you know how that day they come out and they're wearing a different hat? And then they end up on another team? Like that happens. And so by technicality, the Chargers could be drafting a quarterback, but that's not really for them. It's in a trade. Is this part of the deal? Like, could you see, like, would you put money on this because you think they're going to trade out and draft the quarterback for someone else?
What do you think? If I'm doing that, then it's Minnesota and I want Justin Jefferson.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're not getting him.
Then why the hell am I going to give you your franchise quarterback if I'm not getting Justin Jefferson?
At 5? I don't think you're getting a franchise quarterback. You're getting a quarterback.
If they believe that J.J. McCarthy's that guy.
Yeah, you're not doing
because
that.
Because at 4, Arizona's going to take who at 4?
But you're not doing
Marvin. Why not?
Because you're not. You're not giving up Justin Jefferson for the 5th pick.
Has he got his extension yet?
Because I guarantee
yet?
You I can get another pick.
Whoa. Has he got his extension yet?
No.
Okay. So that means that they haven't been able to figure out how to extend him. And Jordan Addison played well last year. And maybe, just maybe, they might say, okay, well, let's get us the quarterback. Let's start off young and cheap.
Mm.
You don't think?
No.
Okay, what I'm saying is...
Let's get back to the Giants. We went tangent. Let's go back to the Giants. Should the Giants be playing this game right now? Because it looks like it's either the Patriots or the Cardinals. They are trying to move ahead of the Chargers and take a quarterback for a reason. Why?
If they do that, they're in full rebuild mode.
It feels like it. And remember, they don't have any skill.
If they do that, they're in full rebuild mode. And maybe you have to take your number two. I feel like it's going to cost you your second. I mean, you're only moving up two spots. I feel it's going to cost you at least your second. And maybe a second and a third next year.
The book will tell you what exactly. There's a chart that tells you what it's going to cost.
And if I'm Arizona, why not? I need players. I'll take another. Because Arizona has two first-round draft picks this year.
Do you think it has to do with this? It all depends on what happens at two. Because the Patriots might have their eyes set on a quarterback, but if he's gone at two, then they're out. And the Giants
They only want Jayden Daniels.
Maybe that's all the Patriots are thinking, that he's the only one worth it. And if he's gone at two, we'll trade our pick. Because to me, if Drake May goes third, then there's no reason for the Giants to go to fourth. Who are you getting at four?
I don't know how. Which me? I mean, I think J.J. McCarthy.
You really think that he's worth the fourth pick in the draft?
Is he worth the sixth pick?
No. Nobody believes that.
What do you mean?
That's the problem.
We just said that J.J. McCarthy would be the fit. Who cares whether he at six or he at 10?
That doesn't mean it's the right pick.
J.J. McCarthy's not going to make it out of the top 10.
But it doesn't mean it's the right pick. Because someone's going to take him, it doesn't mean that means he's going to be great.
What pick was Josh Allen?
Joshua was wherever he was.
What pick was Lamar? Fifth? No. What pick was Lamar Jackson?
30th.
And end up being the best out of the class, right?
He and Josh Allen, yeah.
So now it's people that are saying, hey, this guy has only lost two games in college.
I know.
This guy is –
Josh Allen was seventh, but yeah.
So that's what I'm saying.
I knew he was seventh. Yeah, okay.
But that's the third. But that's what I'm saying, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe people have different evaluations on him and think that, hey, maybe he is a franchise quarterback. And if that's the case – and he resets your market.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the Giants and you will move back to 11th and pick him and get acquired talent, then why not get him at six?
Because I'd rather than acquire other. If I can get more draft capital and move back and still get him, I would do that. But they know he's not going to be there.
Right. That's what I'm saying. What if you move draft capital and then somebody takes him?
Again, we go back to this. So you're passing on a wide receiver that you know is ready for a quarterback that you hope might be ready in a year. You hope.
He's played a lot of football.
I know. Like I'm not saying he hasn't, but I'm just saying it's a major gamble. It's different if it's Drake May.
Okay, so
if Drake May is there and you can move up to get him, I understand that because there are a lot of people that believe he can be a talent.
The Giants got money, right? Let me check out cap space? Yeah, they got cap space.
And they spent a bunch of it.
They got
you look it up. We got to get to a break. 800-919-3776.
When I come back, I'll tell you what they can do.
You will do that, and we have tons of more calls to get to.
I was over there yesterday. I should have just went and asked Stable.
Yeah, Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results. Fast. Constant Contact makes it easy to promote your business with powerful tools like email and SMS marketing, social media posting, and even events management. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. Don't know much about marketing? No sweat. Constant Contact's writing assistance tools and automation features help you say the right thing at the right time, every time. Plus, you can send with confidence, knowing your emails are actually reaching your customers thanks to Constant Contact's best-in-class 97% deliverability rate. Tackle any challenge with Constant Contact's expert live customer support. Plus, everything's backed by their 30-day money-back guarantee. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, you find that information?
What the?
You were going to look up something that you teased.
Oh, no, of course I didn't.
You didn't?
I know they got space, though. I know what I was going to articulate.
You told me you had to check that.
I know,
so that's why we went to break.
I know what I was going to articulate.
Oh, I'd like you to articulate it.
I don't need facts to articulate it.
That's a good point. Let's go to Jay in Queens. What's up, Jay?
Well, what's going on, guys?
How you doing?
I'm pretty good. You guys, best deal in New York City. I called to ask about the J.J. McCarthy hype. I called and I said I was waiting for Bart to get back so I could ask him, where did all this hype start from?
The championship.
You guys kind of answered the question.
Well, the championship.
Yeah. And also Harbaugh.
And also
Harbaugh was on the record 3 or 4 times after he left Michigan raving about McCarthy and how much he loves him and thinks he's going to be even better in the NFL.
Jay, here's the issue with McCarthy. It's like we are left to assume that he just did what the game plan was to execute. And what Harbaugh is suggesting is that he's capable of much more.
Like arm accuracy.
Athleticism. When he had to step up against Alabama, when he had to step up, he did make the plays, especially when Harbaugh wasn't there as the coach because he was suspended. So you have to ask yourself, can he do it? And he's getting the benefit of the doubt from, of course, considered a source, Harbaugh. But you would like to believe that maybe he's just good enough. And he is capable of more. He did a lot of winning, but he had a hell of a football team behind him, but so did Penix. You know, so did, you know, Caleb Williams didn't have the team that he had before, but so did Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels is going to have two guys, you know, arguably go in the first round that was part of his supporting class as far as, you know, Brian Thomas and Malik Nabers.
Yeah. Take care, guys. Thanks for answering the question. Have a great day.
We got it, Jay. You too.
So to answer your question, the Giants have $6 million of salary cap space. I'm sure they can wiggle that around. But how about this? You talk about, well, they need weapons, okay? That's what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Who's to say on draft day, if they draft J.J. McCarthy and they get it with the 6th pick, don't cost him any equity, and they take their 2nd-round pick and their 3rd-round pick, send it to either San Francisco or send it to,
I know you're gonna
or
say
send
here.
It to, or send it to Cincinnati and bring in Brandon Ayuk and T. Higgins and give them extensions.
Mm-hmm.
Then what's the complaint? Because they got both. It is no complaint.
It just doesn't seem like that's,
how's it not?
That's an aggressive move.
What do you mean, Brandon giving up a 2nd-round draft pick for Brandon Ayuk?
No, I'm saying like to go that direction.
You got both. You build it for the past and the future.
I, I'm not denying it. I'm just saying like that for
that's not a hard play.
Move for him to make is a big one.
You have two receivers.
What I didn't get into with you, by the way, when we talk about the Giants and their whole situation, is also trying to figure out Darren Waller.
Yeah, if he retired, then you really got money.
And you know, do you know all of a sudden the backstory with him?
Uh-uh.
Oh, you didn't know this?
No, I didn't.
So he and Kelsey Plum are getting divorced.
Oh, so he want to retire so he don't have to pay nothing to come back?
I saw this on Black Twitter, and you don't know about it?
I mean, Black Twitter, I mean, I don't know everything on Black Twitter.
I'm just saying, I usually go to you with it. This is your usually the guy
like
that I get this stuff from.
So he's trying to use, man, I don't care about this money. I don't care about none of this stuff, man. I care about you. I give it all up.
No.
Hey, man, I might retire. If she go ahead with the divorce, I'm going to come back after 1 year after so she can't get none of this money in this settlement.
I see what you're doing. She put on social media.
She went to social media?
She did. You didn't? How did you not see this?
I saw her the other day, but I didn't read it. I saw her crossing somebody over, but I thought it was her not letting up. They said Kelsey Plum not letting up. I thought she was talking about Caitlin Clark or something.
No.
It was about her man?
Yeah.
I thought they was happy. He was there when she won the chip.
Yeah, it was tough. Like, so she...
They got any kids?
They just got married in March last year.
Oof. Oh, that's it? Well, get out while you can, bro. She can't get half for a year.
So she put out... She
can't get half
for
a year.
So there's, you know, obviously it is officially in court. Like, they have filed for divorce together. Joint.
Okay. They asked for privacy. We ain't giving it to them.
So she put out something on her Instagram story.
She had to get caught cheating.
And she said, "I'm devastated.
See, he got caught cheating.
I walked through fire for that man. But now I see it's time to go."
Oh, he got caught cheating.
And then later on, she said that, you know, she, one day I'll share my story. Today's not that day.
And they came to New York.
And then, you know, all that other stuff. And she said, "Today and every day I will continue to choose joy."
Yeah, he ain't came to Detroit, man.
I wonder who Joy is. So it's interesting.
He messed with Joy Taylor?
No. She said, "I continue to choose joy."
Oh.
I'm wondering if she's the one who chose joy.
Oh, okay.
But the point is.
Joy. Okay.
The point is, though, is that that's kind of a window into why he was going through some, I don't know if I have it in me to get ready for an NFL season.
Well, we see Dame Dollar going through it,
Something happened.
He got caught. She went through his phone.
And something, right? Something had to have happened.
Definitely.
Imagine that. Like, they got married in March.
Yeah, definitely.
Jeez.
He got caught. Man, she out in Vegas. He here.
So you're the Giants.
Out in Vegas playing.
Do you expect him to play? If you're the Giants, like, you got to kind of know, right?
Depending on what that settlement looked like.
You see, you think it's going to be about that. You think it's about the money.
Yes.
You
ain't
think
it always about the money?
You think he's going, "No, I retired. So you're going to have to take, 50% of my $75,000 I get for doing this one commercial."
I mean, didn't Tristan Thompson do that with his baby mama?
He retired. And then he came back. Yeah. After the fact. Yeah, that's not
he gonna retire. They're gonna do a quick one, and then he gonna come back unretired in the middle of the season.
Yeah,
"I'm back, baby." He's gonna be like Michael Jordan. One fax. "I'm back, baby." Should have never cage a wild animal, baby.
Richard in Jacksonville. Richard,
what's up, fellas?
How you doing?
What's up, Richie Rich?
Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Hey, look, I love Bart, and Bart's knowledge of football, we all know that, but I can't help but think that he's just trolling a little bit with the Giants and J.J. McCarthy at 6.
Like, bro, I was just over there yesterday washing their cars.
I
got on my knees, and I was washing the Giants players' cars, son.
Oh.
Bart, I just don't feel like you have my best interest at heart. I don't know what to say. I feel like it would bother you if we got, like, Malik Nabers or a baller or something.
Hold on, bro.
In all
seriousness. Am I really trolling you, Richard, if I'm telling you getting Brandon Ayuk or T. Higgins too?
Actually is pretty good.
It does sound pretty good, but I would – listen, here's the thing. I come from a standpoint where I believe in Daniel Jones. And I don't understand.
Look, I'm telling you, they don't. But we know with all indications, they don't. And they much rather go with a younger quarterback and have a pocket full of money to get the best of everything else. And maybe a guy like J.J. McCarthy is good enough. You don't expect
it.
Go ahead.
Let me tell you, this is what I honestly believe about Daniel Jones. He's a guy who doesn't talk in the media, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's been hurt, so he's out of sight. He's become the easiest target in the world because people will, like, hate on him, and he doesn't, you know, there's no pushback.
Right.
But the reality is, when this guy is healthy,
right, and that's the problem. That's the problem.
First of all, you could say that about almost any quarterback.
No.
But the fact of the matter is that the Giants have done a horrible disservice in terms of offensive line for the past few years.
You're right.
So one
you're
year
correct.
Where they – So why would you want to get – now, the only reason I would say to get rid of Daniel Jones, I don't even mean get rid of, but play out this year, is reset the salary cap.
Right.
I understand that aspect.
Richie Rich.
But you haven't.
Richie Rich.
Go ahead.
We just saw this happen. We just saw this happen in Chicago. Justin Fields finished – they finished 7-10. Like, and with those weapons – you could say that they probably was going to be a playoff contender. I would say with Keenan Allen and DJ Moore and what they did on the defensive side with all the draft capital, 2 first-round draft picks and the first 10 picks, that they can build a team that can probably win 10 to 11 games, but they decided to reset the clock because that's an easier way to go about winning. If you got a great team around you, you can win with a guy like Brock Purdy and be consistently in the Super Bowl. You know, now, you know, almost in the Super Bowl, you know, what San Francisco's done as far as being in the Super Bowl. So I'm saying they're playing the odds on getting a lot of great players around Daniel Jones and lessening that blow and having a cheap option at quarterback. And this is the issue. It's not about his ability, because I've always talked about his ability and how I felt about Daniel Jones. It's about his availability. The last two things you will ever want to hear about a quarterback is his back, his knee, and his neck. And he got two out of the three.
This is true. All right, more calls to get to at 800-919-3776. A little hoops hierarchy, our latest list for you coming up here. Audio files, a big hour number two coming up. Stay with us. But first, Bart, please tell me about BetMGM.
I got some BetMGM.
Yes.
Y'all going to make me do all my reads because I was out of 500. Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. All season long, they're offering top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same-day game, same-game parlays, special boosts, and much more. From the first pitch of the game to the winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge the excitement, whether you want to combine multiple bets for a chance at a bigger payout or place a live bet as the game unfolds. BetMGM has all the home run betting options you could ever need. Download the BetMGM app, head to the ballpark, and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is the official partner of Major League Baseball. See BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You got to be 21 years or older to wager and physically present in New York only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369-ER.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. When it comes to the NFL draft, the Giants are fascinating. What will they do when they are on the clock? Jordan Renan gives us some details.
The Giants are looking into trading up in the draft. That's something they're still currently doing. Number 3 with the New England Patriots, number 4 with the Arizona Cardinals. They're trying to trade up. Now, a lot of it, however, is contingent on who's out there when picks 3 and 4 come up. When you talk to league sources, the belief among these league sources is that if the Giants move up and they do trade, and they're trying to trade up to picks 3 or 4, it's for Drake May.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.